Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, more of the same today. We've continued to see the storms become more and more scattered each day for the majority of this week after starting out pretty numerous early in the week. Now, still, though, where these storms occur, they're very heavy with a lot of rain and they're prolific lightning storms, too, so they have a lot of lightning. So this afternoon, a little bit of an uptick, though. We're going to reverse that trend just briefly because of an upper-level disturbance that's going to be moving nearby, and that should help us get a little bit more shower and thunderstorm activity, but it's still scattered. About half the area likely to get in on the storms this afternoon. So once again, kids, the school kids that are walkers or bike riders may be delayed, and then you'll want to keep an eye to the sky into the early evening hours for showers and storms that'll be slowly moving north into eastward, producing locally very heavy rain and gusty winds as well before ending. Then as we go into the weekend, still looks like mainly just isolated to widely scattered afternoon storms, plenty of dry hours, sunshine. It will be hot. Temperatures into the low to mid 90s. In fact, quite a few inland areas will be close to 95 both Saturday and Sunday afternoon, with feel like temperatures as hot as 102 to 107. So it's the true dog days of summer. Storm coverage looks to be maybe about 40% of the area tomorrow, 30% of the area on Sunday. Again, locally heavy, but pretty hit and miss. The widely scattered afternoon storms will continue, by the way, into early next week, along with hot temperatures in the mid 90s. But I do see a pattern change for the middle and end of next week, and it's one where the jet stream dips southward a little bit, and that should be enough to trigger a more widespread shower and thunderstorm activity again as we get later into next week beyond Tuesday. It looks to be about Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So in the meantime, this weekend, hot, humid, a few afternoon storms. The beaches will be very warm with the sea breeze kicking in by late afternoon, but until then, reaching 90 or the lower 90s, then it'll fall back into the 80s as the wind comes in off the Atlantic. That sea breeze will have a tendency to protect the beaches for the most part from the majority of the storms this weekend, although an isolated shower storm could still make a move toward the beaches because the upper level winds are out of the west, so storms will be moving slowly west to east. It's just that they'll favor that inland moving sea breeze. In the tropics, we have Ernesto. It's become a tropical storm over the northeastern Atlantic. No big deal. Headed northeastbound, will become an extra tropical storm or a big ocean storm over the next day or two as it heads toward Ireland, bringing them some gusty winds and heavy rain over the weekend. We still have the tropical wave moving across the Atlantic. It still looks like it'll encounter a good deal of shear as it moves into the Caribbean over the weekend. So no real significant development, even if it did try to take off over the next 24 hours, which is not out of the question that it may strengthen some or organize some. It would likely then weaken over the weekend with that shear. And the rest of the Atlantic basin's in pretty good shape overall. Still think the last 10 days of August have the potential for at least one named storm to develop. And then we have Lane over the East Pacific, which will be as a hurricane more than likely southeast of Hawaii by the early and middle part of next week, as the Hawaiian Islands once again look to be at least somewhat impacted perhaps by a tropical system, although all indications are right now stays a little bit south of the Hawaiian Islands. And that's early and middle part of next week. And there's a typhoon that could affect parts of Japan in the Northwest Pacific. There's always more, of course, on the tropics at Talking the Tropics with Mike. WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. So this weekend, be ready for a few afternoon storms and the heat. Stay hydrated, lots of water, lots of sunscreen, as sunburn times will be as low as 10 minutes from about 10 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. And otherwise, enjoy and have a good weekend and stay safe. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.